Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ridiculous History is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the show, Ridiculous Historians. Thank you so much for tuning in. I often say welcome back to the show, but in this case, not to quote Fox News, now more than ever, it applies. My name is Ben, and this is part two of a series.
My name is Nolan. We are joining part two of the Jamestown cannibal epidemic already in progress.
The new arrivals were not particularly helpful. The crews of the ships thought, why should we feed you? We just have enough food for ourselves.
Right. I mean, this is what we talked about earlier in the episode. I mean, this literally would have been just a liability. It was, you know, I don't understand what they were thinking. I guess they weren't. It was just another act of desperation. But no, their supplies were already depleted. They were going through the worst drought in 800 years. And the crops that they had been able to grow were barely enough to feed the people that were already there, let alone an additional 300 mouths. So folks were hungry, angry, and life was just getting worse and worse every day. Then we had, of course, the starving time that would have arrived. So when you look at the fragments of Jane's skull, this is a conjecture from a Mental Floss article, early Jamestown colonists were cannibals, apparently. Researchers found what's called a nitrogen profile, an enriched nitrogen profile that showed that it was basically they were able to kind of track her history of nourishment. And it showed that she was at one point well nourished and had a very protein rich diet, which would have indicated that she came from a higher class and likely came over with a large group in search of a new life in this new world. Not realizing, I guess, what they were going into. The communication must have been incredibly difficult, if not impossible. They wouldn't have known what conditions they were going into, right?
Yeah, they would have had they would have had some sense that the colony was in trouble, but maybe not a sense of the degree of trouble that they had found themselves in. So Jane most likely went through an intense trauma because she had been living an okay life, and now, you know, she and her parents or her relatives, her caretakers who were probably there, were having to fight the existing colonists to preserve what food they had and then also eating their livestock. This, unfortunately, jibes with the contemporaneous accounts that describe corpses being dug up or people who had just died being butchered. And what's interesting is they found this one body. And this is pretty disturbing stuff. now that we see there is one body that has clear proof of posthumous cannibalism, we know that there's a lot of sand to these other reports of multiple acts of cannibalism, which means that the next question is, where are the rest of those corpses? Right now, the plan is to display Jane's remains as well as a reconstruction of what she looked like during her life in Jamestown. And archaeologists are planning to continue to investigate the last days of her life. This is interesting. I found this BBC article that has, you know, proof Jamestown settlers turned to cannibalism. And they note something that is just an additional disturbing twist here. Whomever butchered this child's body was, we know they weren't skilled, so they weren't a butcher by trade. But we also know this person who committed this act was likely a woman. Based on the statistics, the majority of the fort's inhabitants were women.
Really?
Yeah. So it wasn't just some, you know, creepy grave-robbing dude on the edge of town. So we can't end there, right? That's a terrible note to end on. What happened to the colonist who survived after this starving time?
Yeah, there was another expedition that set out, the Sea Venture, which arrived from Bermuda in May of 1610.
That's the ship that's the largest ship, the one that had supplies that wrecked on Bermuda.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Finally got there. And at that point, they found only 60 colonists were still alive after this six-month period of starvation. Thomas Gates, who was then the president of Jamestown, realized that there would be way more starvation within just a couple of weeks. So he decided that it was time to just abandon the colony and sail back for England.
And so they packed up their stuff. They headed down the river, the James River, and they said, we're going to return to England. Until that was Lord de la Warr. Think about it. There's a state named after him.
Oh, you're right, man.
came to stop them. He had a relief fleet. He had 150 new settlers, and he led the colonists back to the fort, and they laid the foundations to make this work. So they did a take two, and they succeeded. Now, of course, as you know, on Ridiculous History, we don't want to end on these down or depressing notes. Let's look into a little bit more. We've been talking a lot about Dr. Owsley. Why is he the authority here? Oddly enough, if you look at his resume and his experience, he is uniquely suited to be an expert in this particular investigation. He's one of the country's most well-known physical anthropologists, and he studied not just this skeleton, but multiple cannibalized skeletons from ancient history. He works with the FBI as a forensic investigator, like a Dexter, but without all the, without all the murder. And he's examined the bodies of victims of Jeffrey Dahmer. He thinks over the course of his career, this guy has examined more than 10,000 bodies from people involved in 9/11 to kidnapped journalists murdered in Guatemala. And most of his work, he's quick to add, is it involves ancient corpses, not newer victims. So he's the right guy to go to for this kind of information. But he focuses, you know, primarily on this sort of physical anthropology, let's call it long-range forensics if we're thinking of time as distance. He is not, however, an expert on everything about Jamestown, so in the interest of not ending on a dark tale of cannibalism, we thought maybe we could laundry list some other things you might not know about Jamestown.
Yeah, Jamestown silver linings. There actually were some that you wouldn't think about.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
It turns out that the colony did kind of have a bit of a turnaround. John Rolfe, who became the new president, resettled it essentially after it was abandoned, discovered uses for tobacco seeds that he had received from trading with Trinidad. And that became a pretty valuable cash crop for them.
Yeah, and it also had a really strange social dynamic. Because Jamestown was saved in part by what we would call today mail order brides. Back in merry old England, a lot of people had heard these horror stories about conditions at the colony. So they weren't, you know, they weren't super happy to throw their comfortable European life away and join these people at Jamestown. And the colony knew that a gender imbalance is unsustainable over the long term. So this guy named Edwin Sandys, who was a Virginia Company treasurer, convinced his board members that they should advertise for women to immigrate to Jamestown and marry colonists. And they offered these incentives. They said, look, we'll pay for you to travel there. We will give you land. We'll give you clothing. We'll give you furniture. You can choose your husband. We'll just have like, we'll have a bevy of guys show up. And you know what? You just pick one you like. And then this tactic had some success. And that is why, in theory, if we look at it this way, the first quote-unquote mail-order brides in North America were these people who traveled to Jamestown. That's weird.
Yeah, and it was a place for another first, which was the establishment of the House of Burgesses, which was America's first democratically elected legislative body. It really set the precedent for democracy as we know it. After that, every new English colony would establish its own legislative body. And of course, you know, it wasn't always easy, but the ideas that, you know, went on to permeate the foundation of the United States, things like elections and laws and balance of power and all of that were very much established there at Jamestown. And as we said, it did ultimately improve under John Rolfe. It actually gave King James quite a bit of success when he established the Virginia Company there and gave it a monopoly on tobacco being shipped back to England. There was even a lottery that some of this money was used to give additional funds for some of this Jamestown commerce. And that's according to the website Historic Jamestown. It would continue to thrive wonderfully for over close to 100 years and was the capital of the Virginia colony. It was eventually abandoned and the capital was moved to Williamsburg in 1699, but it was taken back over by a preservationist group in the late 1800s, and today is a National Historic Park. You can take tours, there's a museum there, and of course, there are ongoing archaeological digs that keep uncovering new relics and evidence of these very difficult times there and what was a very fascinating part of American history.
And that is available again on the Live Science article we mentioned at the top, which is Jamestown Facts and History. I want to add something for everybody who thought we were going to skip this. It's its own episode, perhaps. What is the true story of Pocahontas and John Smith? We mentioned John Smith a couple times. We didn't mention Pocahontas. I've got to give her her due, the daughter of Chief Powhatan. The story of how she saved John Smith's life likely didn't happen, or at least it didn't happen the way a lot of people think of it. And it definitely was not the way that Disney wants you to think of it. So first things first, Pocahontas was about 10 years old at the time, 1607, and she frequently visited Jamestown. She would deliver messages from her father, the chief. She would bring food and furs to trade for hatchets and manufactured goods, like we mentioned earlier. Her name was actually Matauka, M-A-T-O-A-K-A, and Pocahontas was a nickname that meant little wanton, like W-A-N-T-O-N.
Wait a minute, that's sort of a dig, isn't it?
Yeah, see? Yeah. So it's much less cool than that song, Paint With All the Colors of the Wind. Here's what we think really happened. So Smith writes, we know that Smith writes at some point in December of 1607, so winter is beginning, he's captured, he's brought to the chief, and the community is welcomed, they give him a feast. Then he was grabbed and stretched out on two large flat stones. The community stood over him. They had clubs like they were going to beat him to death if they were ordered to. And then Pocahontas, Matauka, rushes in and she grabs Smith by the head and lays her own head on him as if to save him from death. This is Smith's firsthand account. And then she pulls him to his feet. The chief Powhatan says, okay, now we're friends and you are my son or a subordinate chief. That's the thing. The translation's weird. So this becomes a legend. He loves this story. He tells it over and over. And like a lot of those kind of autobiographical adventure stories, it gets a little bigger and more grandiose.
Right, of course.
Right. So he only told this story after Matauka converts to Christianity, and he never mentioned it in his earlier accounts of his adventures in Virginia. So is it true? We don't really know. And if it is true, then it may have just been a ceremony, an adoption ceremony that was traditional in the community. And Pocahontas, instead of being like the hero, my life for yours kind of person, may have just been a kid playing a part in the ritual that happened with other outsiders. You know what I mean? So you have to take a little of the romance out there, but the truth is better even when it's ugly. Have you ever been to the Jamestown historical sites?
No, I have not.
It's pretty cool.
I bet it is. I'd like to go. I want to point out one final point that is a little on the depressing side. I know we promised not to end with something too depressing, but just to establish this really quick, we've mentioned the Virginia Company, just to really make that super clear. That was a two joint stock companies that were started under James the First, and the goal was to settle the colonies there in on the coast of the what is now the United States, and it was founded in 1604 and ended operating in 1624. So part of that was to grow cash crops and to create a revenue stream to funnel back to the motherland, I guess. Mm-hmm. But this is really interesting. The Virginia Company insisted that the dead be buried in unmarked graves so that the folks arriving wouldn't notice that there were so many deaths and that the population had dwindled significantly.
I mean, that's what I do with my interns.
Well, I mean, of course, but you know, you just didn't want, you don't want to discourage anybody, you know, right. You know, it's all about morale.
It's future facing, you know
really,
what I mean?
It really is.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
That's the thing that blows me away about the lack of communication. I would argue you're right, Ben. There would have been some channels for communication for those colonists coming on that second round. But I think it was probably by design that they weren't told how horrible things were, right? Because no one would come.
Yeah, yeah. They would try to say, you know, they would want to control the narrative and say, well, you know,
we've had a couple of bumps in the road.
You got to break some eggs to make the American omelet. But a lot of that stuff is just, you know, scuttlebutt. What's the word that former Justice Antonin Scalia used? Argle bargle.
Yes.
Argle bargle.
I don't know about that one. I'd never use that myself, but it's definitely fun to say. It's an interesting kind of controlling the narrative situation. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it was a success. They did establish a decent stronghold there and, you know, have those cash crops in the form of tobacco.
And, you know, just last year, the researchers at Jamestown found a headless body inside a church. So the mystery continues. They're hoping to match DNA from different corpses that they're finding, different human remains. So if you are listening, your DNA may come up. You may have a past story of which you are unaware that may be rediscovered very soon. So I think we managed to make this not entirely a depressing, harrowing journey. Noel, what do you say?
I think that's probably smart, Ben.
Oh, we did say, we were talking about this off mic. Why did England start so late in the game?
Yeah, it's
of
funny.
Colonization?
Exactly, because that was something that occurred to me just, you know, in the moment where it's like, okay, so England got a really late start to colonizing the United States, and yet we know that the Revolutionary War was literally the colonists taking back the entire country from England. So something happened in the interim between King James I and King George, it would have been, correct?
Yeah, it goes back to a thing called the Treaty of Paris in 1763. It ended the war called the French and Indian War, or the Seven Years' War between Great Britain and France. In the treaty, France gives up all of its territories in mainland North America. And this means that there's no military threat to the British colonies there, at least from European forces. And this is part of a larger kind of war with more allies. They were also fighting in India. They captured colonies in the Caribbean, and they sliced up the land. Of course, you know, spoiler alert, they didn't really ask the people who lived on the land what they thought or who should own it. You know what I mean? What's that old saying? When elephants make war, only the grass suffers?
That is exactly what they say. They also say, how do you eat an elephant one piece at a time? I never quite understood what that was meant to imply. I guess it's just, you know, take small bites.
It's like a culinary version maybe of the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
That is another one, yeah. I don't know. Like, I think a lot of these aphorisms are kind of useless at the end of the day.
At the end of the day?
At the end
of the day. They got you.
I'm a monster. They did get me. Well, I think that is the best place for us to drop off at this point. But this has been a really fascinating, if not slightly grisly, conversation and an interesting look inside the formation of this these United States. You can join the conversation. Post your response to every episode. We do 2 of them a week over at our Facebook group, Ridiculous Historians. You can write us an email where we're ridiculous at iHeartRadio.com. You can hit up me and Ben individually. We are, in fact, perfectly sentient, individualistic human beings. I am on Instagram exclusively at HowNowNoelBrown.
And I can be found at Twitter, at BenBullenHSW. You can also see some of my strange and completely non-sketchy adventures around the globe on Instagram, where I am at BenBullen. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Casey Pegram. Thanks, of course, to Alex Williams, who created the breakout single that is known as our intro music. And, of course, thank you, Gabe Luzier.
Also, Christopher Hasiotis here in spirit. Jonathan Strickland, that rascally Quizzler. Little Quizzles? What is
young,
it?
Young Quizzles.
Young Quizzles. The Quizzler. Exactly. Makes mouths happy and ridiculous historians cringy. Thanks to you, Ben. I think that's it, right?
Well, yeah. Thanks to Owsley and all of the other hardworking anthropologists researching the story of our past. It does indeed tell us what could be the story of our future. We're close to the end of the year. Is this our end of the year episode? No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. A little further down the road. Huh?
Indeed. We'll see you next time, folks.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This episode is brought to you by the movie The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, only in theaters April 19th. Get tickets now.
It's directed by Guy Ritchie, who did The Gentlemen, and produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, who did Top Gun Maverick.
Based on a true story, this action comedy reveals the first ever Special Forces mission executed during World War II.
Starring Henry Cavill and Alan Ritchson, discover how one mission changed history, laying the foundation for modern Black Ops warfare.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is rated R and in theaters April 19th. Get tickets now.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.